Let a news update. This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
This week in Australia, a Melbourne man who is stuck in the Indian city of Bangalore has challenged the validity of a federal government decision to make it illegal for Australian citizens to travel home from India. And a giant moth is discovered by builders in rural Queensland. But I began with Radio Adelaide Zoe Canandes about a family who might be released from the detention centre on Christmas Island. Here's Zoe.
Yeah, hopefully they will be. So the Tamal family, they're from Bilawila in Queensland. They've been held, as you've mentioned, in detention on Christmas Island since 2019, but they could be soon be allowed to go back into the community detention on the island. This is what the new Home Affairs Minister, Karen Andrews, has said. The family... they have two children who are Australian-born, and they were taken from regional Queensland, Bilawila, the town, and they were put in detention about over 1,000 days ago. This happened, as I mentioned, in 2019. A court injunction prevented the family from actually being removed from Australia. So I think the plane was taking them from Brisbane back home, and they actually stopped the plane in Darwin and got the family off just in the nick of time. It was an incredible story, but the family shouldn't have been on the plane in the first place. But the legal system, I suppose, helped them out in that case, and they got to stay in Australia. Unfortunately, now they're being held on Christmas Island. It was reported in January that the detention and ongoing legal battle with the family is costing $6 million so far, with $1.4 million spent in the last year alone. This is obviously a ridiculous amount of money to be preventing one family from freedom. The family, I suppose, are in detention because the parents came to Australia, and I believe their visa didn't go through correctly, and that's why they're there. It feels like this very unfair fight between this family and the Australian government, but the new development is that hopefully this family will be able to eventually get out of detention. I mean, they can't leave their unit. They have to have permission from the federal government to take their daughters to school, and then they go straight home again. It's an awful way to live. And it's pretty insane that the government are spending, $6 million so far in preventing them from living. It just feels inherently wrong.
Right, but did the government say what prompted them to change their mind?
We have a new Home Affairs Minister, Karen Andrews. So she has taken the role from the infamous Peter Dutton. And she, advocates for the family and people supporting the family, were really hoping when she came through there would be a bit of a change. She did say on an ABC News show, I think it was their breakfast show, that she's a very compassionate person and she has a lot of compassion towards people, yet she's still letting so many be locked up and kept on detention. So there was definitely been some backlash to those comments recently. But it is the change in leadership that has seen potentially this family going to be able to be free out of detention. So we'll see what happens. It is definitely an update on the case, but it is an exciting one and somewhat some good news for the family.
Okay, moving on to probably the biggest story in the past couple of weeks for Australia. Now the federal government has made it illegal for any Australian citizens to come back home from India, and and it looks like there has been legal challenges against this.
Yeah, so the federal government, Scott Morrison, announced that anyone trying to return from India would face upwards to $66,000 fines and imprisonment for up to 5 years. These measures are absolutely extraordinary and somewhat frightening, and they've obviously prompted a very massive pushback, and so many people, especially, are very concerned that Australia is really treating India differently to other high-risk countries, and it feels, again, inherently wrong. I could use that phrase a lot when talking about Australian politics, and it's pretty scary. So, in counter to this, we have seen a legal challenge here. So, the federal court will be hearing this really urgent legal challenge towards the India travel ban. A gentleman named Gary Newman filed a case against the health minister, Greg Hunt, after his sort of determination that people who have been in India for the past 14 days can't return home. So the travel ban is expected to expire on the 15th. And we are seeing this legal action being taken today or tomorrow. So we'll see what happens. I think there was also a very similar conversation in New Zealand, correct me if I'm wrong, when the government also banned people from being able to come home from India. And it just does feel really strange that, other really high-risk countries throughout this whole ordeal, especially the UK and people who have been coming home from the UK or UK citizens who have a visa here, who are able to, not freely, but, somewhat freely travel between the two countries, despite the UK obviously being a very high-risk country. There definitely is something off with this decision.
Okay, but when Greg Hunt, Health Minister Greg Hunt, announced this, did he say why it is legal?
No, not necessarily. They've obviously justified it by India's COVID-19 cases and how it's quite ravaged over there with COVID-19, and so that's the justification behind this. Greg Hunt hasn't, when announcing this decision, they don't really go into the legal side to it. They've just made this quite rash decision, and they've only really justified it that way.
Right.
The health
reasons. Right. Okay, and moving on to our final topic of this week, and it's kind of one of those bizarre stories that's happening in outback Australia again. A giant wood moth in a school in Queensland.
Yes. This one is a fun one, but I'm looking at the picture of this gigantic moth and it makes me want to die. It's so gross. So this giant moth, it has a wingspan of 25 centimetres. This is a moth. 25 centimetre wingspan. Disgusting, right? And it was found in Queensland next to a Queensland school next to a rainforest. These wood moths, they're the heaviest moths in the world. It was found on this construction site in a school. The females of these moths can weigh up to 30 grams. And males are half the size of wood moths, the females. The school was very excited to find it. The school said that among many other animals, like kangaroos and wombats and the occasional snake, they were very excited that they had found this somewhat very rare giant moth. I do implore your listeners to have a look and find some photos of the giant wood moth in Queensland. It makes my skin want to start, it just makes my skin want to fall off. I want to jump out my body. It's so gross. But it's somewhat endearing. I don't know. But imagine. I really just have to look at the photos to understand why it makes me want to throw up. but it's a massive moth, and it's very exciting.
Is that, correct me if I'm wrong, but if do they have something like that in South Australia?
No, so these moths are mostly found on the east coast, so like Queensland, New South Wales area. However, I do have a couple of three of the giant moths during lockdown. My dad and my sister were walking around the parklands in Adelaide CBD, and I very nearly stepped on this moth. I'd say it was about 7 to 8 centimetres long. And it was dead on the ground, and I've never seen anything so big in my whole life. So we do get pretty massive moths here in Adelaide, but certainly no giant moths, and I am very, very happy about it.
That's good to hear.
That was Neighbourhood Watch Ripper.